Today's principle is silence as the first teacher. A Chinese student went to his master and asked, "Is there any good in speaking a lot?" The master said, "Frogs and toads croak a lot, but they are noisy, persistent noisy. Do anyone listen to them?" "Whilst a cock crows only once and wakes up everyone." The student said, "Yes, I understand. It is pointless to talk a lot." Silence is not against speech, rather, it purifies the speech. Silence is not the absence of sound, it is the absence of inner commentary. It is the pause between words It is the gap between breaths. It is the living movement between the dead ones. It is the music of the soul. Whilst noise is that long drawn out cacophony, silence is the symphony of the spirit. The spiritual life is the life of silence. God Himself is the ocean of silence. His abode is silence. Subtle world is the realm of silence. Angels are the silent messengers of God. Our meditation is 100% silence. The journey of remembrance is the journey of silence. Amrit Vela is the moments of collective silence. Nature is absolutely silent. Nature doesn't speak, and yet so much we learn. Speaking, talking is a habit. Speech is habituation. The great principle of unlearning today is to unlearn this habit of speaking. But that doesn't mean not to talk. You talk, but the speech arises from the silence. The center is silence. Speech is periphery. Silence sharpens the speech. It gives weight to the speech. So how do we inculcate the silence in our daily lives? First, silence breaks throughout the day. Take silence breaks in the period of intense activities. Let there be some moments of silence where you retire within yourself. Silent walk. Nature walks. You walk. You don't talk. Just walk. A long walk or a short walk in nature. It refreshes the mind. Silence is the speech that refreshes wisdom. So nature walks. Third, mindful eating. When you eat at least one meal a day, should be dedicated to silent eating, mindful eating, keeping all the gadgets and electronic devices away. Just eat with absolute mindfulness. You eat and with such alertness. So mindful eating. The fourth, silent listening. When you speak, definitely, when you speak and when you give speech, you feel satisfied. But listening is more beneficial. A speaker might not learn as much as the listener learns. The speaker carries some burden, some stress. The listener is free and receptive. You listen in silence. The silent listening. Fifth, silent meditation or nature meditation. Just go out and sit near a lake, near a river, at the side of the mountain. Or any natural place like rocks, like mountains, like seashore. Try to develop a communion with nature. Listen to the voices of birds, of moths, of clouds, the careening trees, the whistles, the blowing air, the whispering wind. The leaves, the flowers. So nature meditation. Nature teaches through silence. Sit and listen. Sit and see the infinite beauty is in front of us, and that will remind us of our finite natures, how small we are, and how mammoth this nature is. The nature reminds us of where we stand. So, nature meditation. It's a powerful tool to come back to our nature. Nature is silence, and our very nature is silence. So, nature takes us towards our nature. So, nature meditation. Another is when two persons are talking and suddenly there is a way of argument, it's better to become silent and let the arguments pass away. So, silence during speech, silence during conversation, there was a fake master, a duplicate master, a phony and artificial master, and he used to call himself Master of Silence. He didn't know anything, but everybody respected him because he called himself Master of Silence. People used to think he is very intellectual and very strong and powerful. He had hired two disciples to speak, and he used to provide them salary, and they would speak on his behalf all the time. So if any newcomer comes to the monastery and that person is asking some question, his disciples would answer, because they were intellectuals and they had read a lot of scriptures. Once the two disciples were outside somewhere and a new person came, the master was terrified what to answer now. The new aspirant sat in front and asked, "Oh master, I have heard so much about you. Please tell me, what is truth?" This man did not know anything, so he started looking after his disciple here and there, right side and the left side, where these fools have gone. And the aspirant said, "Oh, such a great gesture." The second question he asked, "What is religion?" The master looked up and looked down over where these two fools have gone. The aspirant was very satisfied. "Oh, what a great gesture." Then he asked, "Master, tell me, what is God?" The master was confused because his disciples were missing. He closed the eyes and started praying, praying or abusing. Don't know where these people have gone. And the aspirant was all the more satisfied. Then the aspirant asked, "What is your message to the world?" The master was absolutely confounded, and he put both his hands in front as if, "I am surrendering, I don't know anything." The aspirant was all the more satisfied, and he thanked and left. On the way, he met the two disciples, and the two disciples said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am an aspirant, a newcomer, and I just met your master, and he's such a great person. I asked him, what is truth? And he looked here and there. That means truth is not on the right side, truth is not on the left side. Truth is here and now. And when I asked him what is religion, he looked up and he looked below. That means religion is not in the heavens, not on the earth. It is within you. And when I asked him what is God, he just closed the eyes. That means God is the ocean of silence. You have to go within. And when I asked him what is your message to the world, he just surrendered. That means total surrender is my message. Your master is such a great master. I am really impressed." So silence, even if it is a faked one, even if it is an artificial one, even if it is a phony duplicate, still it is so powerful. So to inculcate, to collect moments of silence, small moments of silence, tidbits of silence, You listen to a song. You listen to the music. The most beautiful music comes out of silence. It is the music in between words. It is the pauses in the song that adds to the melody of the song. So the fifth was nature meditation. The next, seventh, fifth, sixth, silent writing. Silent writing. Take one paragraph and write it down in the most attentive manner. Writing itself is meditation. Just as speaking is meditation, just as listening is meditation, just as walking is meditation, just as eating is meditation, writing also is a meditation. The next, seventh, drawing. Yesterday in OPD, one young man came. He had some problem. I asked him, "What do you do?" He said, "I am a born artist." I said, "What do you do?" He says, "I make tattoos." I told him, "Show me what tattoos you make." So he makes tattoos on the hand. He writes nameplates. I asked him, "Where you learned? What degrees you have?" He said, "I have no degrees." "How you learned?" Again he repeated, "I am a born artist." "I just know it. I don't have any degrees." He was not a certified artist or declared artist, but his art was in par with or even better than all those diploma and degree holders. He said, "I can draw anything. You tell me anything. Any portrait, any sketch, any picture. Within minutes, he will draw." So he does that work near Nakki Lake. If you want to draw your picture on the hand, he will draw on a paper. You stick it, wash it with soap, and you remove that, and your picture is here. As it is. So drawing is an art, and drawing itself is a meditation, and especially coloring. When you put different colors, so the next is color meditation. You put colors, that itself is a meditation. So silence is the most powerful speech. The disciple is not asking anything. The guru is sitting, is not speaking anything. In Bhagavata, Naimisharanya, Shukdev is sitting and there are thousands and thousands of disciples. Shukdev is just 16 years old. And those disciples are somebody's 100-year-old, 200-year-old, 1,000-year-old, all the old sadhus. And he is narrating, and he is the enlightened one. Gurustu maunam vyakhyanam shishyastu chinna sanshaya. Guru is not speaking anything, nor disciples are asking anything. It is the mauna vyakhyanam. It is the speech of silence. And that silence is so powerful that it is dispelling the darkness of the minds of those disciples. Silence is the most eloquent speech. So eating in silence, talking, listening, writing, coloring, drawing, eating, even if all these acts are done once, not multiple times, then also the day would become powerful. And the last and the most important, digital silence. Every Sunday, the mobile gives the whole day's figure. Total screen time, total WhatsApp time, total email time. What else? Whatever apps you have. Every Sunday, I think everybody's mobile gives that. So, Samsung specially. So that gives you the record of whole week's total screen time, total Google time, total email time, data exhausted or whatever you spent. Digital well-being. This is an upcoming concept and many people are working on this. How to have digital health? How to become digitally healthy? Digital health. Mental health, spiritual health, social health, physical health, emotional health. And now there is a lot of talk about how healthy you are digitally. Digital sickness and digital diseases. There are so many digital diseases. Typing disorder. Watching disorder. When you need, use. When you don't need, keep it away. And just, because the real truths will not come from Google. The deepest truths are un-Googleable. You cannot download them. You have to download the truths from the library of universe. From the books of silence, in the pages of solitude. In the city of meditation. Om Shanti.
Old maps burn bright, fade out into night. Have the laws put down, silence now, no sound. Break down levee, tides turning, stripping fresh air, walls break wide away. Break down levee, soul burning. Blank slate, clean hands, new footprints, soft sands, mind stops, heart tears, gone now, old fears. Break down learning, tides turning, stripping fresh air, walls break wide away. Break down learning, soul burning. Zero point, start again. And on and on. Great.